Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is cradle cap. One day, after feeding your baby, you're holding her and watching her sleep. You notice that there are some white, crusty areas on her head. You gently touch the areas, but she doesn't seem to be bothered by them. What are these? What is causing them to occur? How do you remove them? Can you prevent them from coming back? Infantile seborrheic dermatitis, or cradle cap, is a common, non-contagious skin condition that results in thick crusts or scales on a baby's scalp. They can be dry or oily. Sometimes people confuse it with atopic dermatitis, but cradle cap isn't itchy or painful. The exact cause isn't known, but thought to be possibly related to a couple of things. However, poor hygiene isn't one of them. The first is hormones that pass from the mother to the baby before birth can cause too much oil or sebum in the baby's oil glands and hair follicles. Another likelihood is that a type of yeast, which is a fungus, called Malaria, grows in the sebum alongside bacteria. Symptoms of cradle cap include patchy, scaling, thick crusts on the scalp, oily or dry skin covered with flaky white or yellow scales, skin flakes, and mild redness to the area. Sometimes similar-looking scales appear on the infant's eyelids, ears, nose, and groin. The good news is that cradle cap will usually go away on its own without medical treatment. The best way to manage the condition is to gently wash your baby's head once a day with mild baby shampoo. You can gently rub your baby's scalp with your fingers, a washcloth, or a small, soft-bristled brush before rinsing off the shampoo. A key thing to remember is to not scratch at the area. If the scales are thick or don't loosen easily, try rubbing petroleum jelly or a few drops of mineral oil on the area and letting it soak for a few minutes to a few hours. Just don't leave them in the baby's hair for too long, or it can make the cradle cap worse. Once the scales are gone, you should wash your baby's hair every few days to prevent the buildup of new scales. If this doesn't work, talk to your baby's doctor about other things that could help. They might recommend low-dose hydrocortisone cream or a shampoo with 2% antifungal catechinzoil cream. If you use either of these, make sure they don't get into your baby's eyes. Do not use over-the-counter cortisone products, antifungal creams, or dandruff shampoos because they can be toxic to infants when absorbed through their skin. The best prevention for cradle cap is to wash your baby's hair every couple of days. Always use a mild baby shampoo. Only use a stronger shampoo if your baby's doctor recommends it. Cradle cap can come as a surprise to many new parents. The good news is that it is easily managed and will clear up on its own in most cases. If you have any questions or concerns about cradle cap, please speak with your child's doctor. If you would like more information, please visit the American Academy of Pediatrics Cradle Cap page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.